featured letter, Democracy Stop Racist Prevent Surveillance. Recently, the two major trade unions representing education workers reaffirmed their opposition to PREVENT, which requires teachers to spy on and report young people at risk of radicalization. At the University and College Union, UCU, annual conference in June, a motion titled PREVENT, Education is Not Surveillance was unanimously backed, which, among other things, resolved for the union to work with students and others in opposing the PREVENT agenda. Similarly, a few months earlier, at the annual conference of the National Union of Teachers, NUT, held in March, a motion was passed calling for PREVENT to be withdrawn and replaced with new guidance for schools. But it is not just trade unions who have been vocal in their calls for the termination of PREVENT. In 2014, The Economist observed that Aaron Kundnan's excellent book The Muslims Are Coming had some fair points to make about the counterproductivity of PREVENT. His analysis of PREVENT rang true. Professor Kundnan's fair criticisms of the government's counterproductive terror policies were then updated in his 2015 report, A Decade Lost, Rethinking Radicalization and Extremism, which reaffirmed that the government should end its PREVENT policy. He continued, "This will help to avoid nurturing a new generation of antagonized and disenfranchised citizens. Ultimately, PREVENT-style policies make Britain less safe." Professor Kundnan's criticisms of PREVENT are not unique in this regard. In April this year, Meena Kiry, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Rights to Freedom of Peaceful Assembly, made his own position very clear. It appears that PREVENT is having the opposite of its intended effect, by dividing, stigmatizing, and alienating segments of the population. PREVENT could end up promoting extremism, rather than countering it. Mike Barker, Leicester,